Good afternoon, Diamond Gems.
Hi, is Quinn in?
He is. He's just currently on the other line. Can I take a message or help you with something?
Can I hold?
Sure.
Right, it's Bob from RDI. Right. Thanks.
Okay, Bob. Yeah. Alrighty. Give me 1 second. I'll let him know. Mm-hmm.
Hey Bob, what's up, buddy?
Not a whole lot. What's up with you? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Oh yeah, we've been slammed, man.
Good.
So unbelievable.
That's fantastic. Glad to hear it. Not everybody can tell me that.
Yeah, we're doing really well. So last 3 months we've all been. Well, it's weird. It's like Christmas numbers ain't that great, but
yeah.
All the rest of the months are really good.
Hmm.
We gotta work on our online sales, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Haven't done anything with you in a few years, so just curious if there's anything I can do differently to get back into your good graces.
I mean, the natural diamonds,
yeah,
they're few and far between. And
right.
I still have a pretty large inventory that just sits.
Mm.
So I haven't had much need for it. And then the lab growns. Man, I'm sure you know of essential diamonds, right?
Yeah, there's a zillion of them, but not that particular one, no.
All right, well, they're way cheaper than everyone else.
Yeah.
And they basically specialize in, like, they have a pretty good inventory, but they're not, like, if you need something, like, higher end, like GIA or,
mm-hmm.
You know, like, in internally flawless or something like that.
Right.
So you've got to order that stuff in, but pretty much anything else is
so
like
for example, like a 2-carat round, a EVS1 type of thing.
Probably my cost is probably, with shipping, is probably like $250.
Yeah, that's really good. I don't know if it's crazy good, because I've heard even cheaper than that. What I'm running into now when I talk to people is people buying stuff online for next to nothing and then just bringing it in and having people mount them. Because there's places online now that are paying, that are selling, you know, 2 carats for, you know, under $200.
Certified, though?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, usually, if it's certified, usually you're looking like a little over $100 a carat.
Right.
If you get under that, then it's either a no-name cert, like
right.
handwritten from India,
yeah,
or no certification.
Right, right.
But it's just nobody.
How much are you able to mark him up, though?
Like anywhere. Like usually, if I get him from that company, I usually start at like 6 times.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I can pull that. You want an out? Out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Sorry. What was I gonna say? Oh, I think at some point, like you might see more people asking for like a GIA cert,
right?
Or like internally flawless, or
right.
Something like that, but.
I get it. Yeah, we're definitely seeing a trend back towards natural diamonds. Heck, last week we had a sale for a $450,000 10 carat.
Yeah, like, so I had one, my first one in probably 2 years.
Right.
Where I had to, like worry about, you know, the cut. The guy was worried about fluorescence and stuff like that. You know, I had that in stock, but it's just, it used to be, I would say, like last year, it was like 99% of my engagement sales were lab.
Yeah.
And I think it's slowly trending back to some natural.
Yep.
Like maybe, but it's still probably 80-90%.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, so, I'll take those 10% calls.
Hey, if I have a need, for sure.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, 100%. There's a an elongated cushion that we're working on right now.
Right.
That Leah's got. So I don't think she has all the parameters. Some friend from school or something like that. But
yeah.
That's the only thing that might be coming down the pipeline.
Well, let me know, because a lot of the fancy guys, the only one that's out of whack is Marquise. Marquise are stupid expensive right now.
I mean, they're so hot. Like, a lot of people are asking for a Marquise.
Yeah, Marquise, anything long is popular right now. The problem with Marquise, more than anything, is the fact that nobody's wanted them for so long that they basically took them out of production. Nobody's cutting them anymore, you know. And so what happens is the industry normally would take like 3 months to catch up with demand when there's a hot, you know, like a few years ago it was Princess Guts, and then a couple of years ago it was Ovals, and the industry normally takes 3 to 6 months to react before they start hitting the pipeline pretty good and the prices come down. But with Marquise, on natural diamonds, everybody's so skeptical that the bottom could drop out of that market at the last second that nobody's cutting them. And so the demand is high, but the supply side is terrible.
But do they even have material to cut?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They do, but it's not like it used to be. They're just closing another mine right now in South Africa.
Yeah, that's what I just read.
Yeah.
For 2 years minimum.
Yeah. Well, I think it's called the Finch mine or something like that. That mine looks like it's going to close for good.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got to get back.
Okay. Well, it's good talking to you. Let me know on that cushion.
Don't hesitate to call or email me.
Sure.
I have not forgotten about you.
I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks, Gwen. Good luck, and I'm sure I'll talk to you.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye, buddy.